Everyone has a beginning, and I had a first meeting, and I think about this often. Well, I just really jumped into this, as I mentioned that to several of you, that about a week and a half into my career, I got so excited I just went and gave notice and quit my job and came home and told Valerie. And then it was a huge month. I worked my guts out. We made almost $1,100 that first month. $1,100, lots of hours. Maybe it was a couple of dollars an hour to all multiply out. But then that's not entirely accurate because, you know what? NECAN still pays me on that first month of work. At that very first meeting, Kent Hankins came to my first meeting. He signed up. And my goodness, Kent Hankins is still around, still working. So I still get paid. Isn't that a powerful thought right there? But I met Ken many, many years ago. We signed him up in a couple of other deals that fell apart. But when I saw NECAN, he was on my list, and I called him, and he came. And Ken's just an amazing guy, a dear friend. And he's actually the guy that started the Missoula Expo. Then we moved it to Spokane, and then we moved it to Salt Lake. And just a wonderful continuation of things. But he developed an idea, an award that I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about. He's wheeling it in. It's not something you want to put in your overhead on an airplane, but it's still really cool. But Ken, thank you, my friend. Come on in. You need some help for that? That looks like an eagle.
Thank you. strength to lift heavy loads, wings with the power to fly at highway speed, wings with the stamina to keep the mighty bird aloft for hours. This feathered embodiment of strength and independence is the envy of all creatures and the symbol of our nation. It stands for freedom. It stands for character. It stands for the values all great men and women strive to achieve. It reaches for the sun, often alone, but never lonely. From its vantage point, high above earth-bound creatures, the eagle looks beyond the horizon, its vision enhanced by the lofty position. It sees clearly what most can only imagine. It sees both good and evil, but chooses goodness. It sees both great and small, but chooses goodness. It sees both freedom and oppression, but chooses freedom. The graceful eagle spreads mighty wings to climb above the mountains. Once aloft, the wise eagle senses supporting currents of warm air and glides on them effortlessly. Adding its great strength, soaring around dangerous downdrafts, riding the high places. With vision broadened by perspective, the eagle selects goals carefully. It can see a mouse darting across the meadow far below, a fish swimming beneath the ripples. The powerful bird trims its mighty wings, twists and turns them ever so slightly to guide the fallen body, extends sharp talons, and the once tranquil creature becomes a screaming mass of muscle focused on a single point, plunging a straight line toward that goal. The eagle's singleness of purpose begins with vision. But no creature is born with the vision of an eagle, not even the eagle. The young bird is helpless, must be fed and nurtured and taught by its parents. Every eagle learns greatness one step at a time, just as every great symphony is composed one note at a time, and every great book takes shape on paper one word at a time. Greatness comes slowly, with patience, guided by vision, shaped by ability, polished by practice. Day by day, the eagle learns to reach for the sun.
Observe from the high ground.
Set your goals high. Focus your efforts on them. Stand above the crowd. Choose your values carefully. Values are warm, rising currents of air. High values carry you upward. Soar with them and you soar effortlessly. Steer clear of the downdraft. They pull you down. And when trouble comes, as it surely will, let every storm bring out the eagle within you. The eagle calls again. Come, ride the high places. And in a nearby area, eagles hear the call. Now they are dependent. But one day at a time, they build their strength, choose their goals. Soon they will test their wings. First, near the safety of the nest, then upward in the clear blue sky, and finally, in the heart of the storm. The majestic eagle shows the way. Come, ride the high places.
And so there's quite a number of potential Eagle Award winners. And we're going to go recognizing Nathan Eagle, who has the Eagle Awards since 1997. Today, 9 Eagle Awards in the Eagles. And to make the selection process easier, we selected letters from you and other consultants regarding anyone you believe should receive one of these awards. We need those letters. Be specific in your letters, as it helps us in determining who should be recipients of this award. A list of the Eagle Award qualification requirements can be obtained by emailing your request to us at kenhankins@diamondeagle.net. That's kenhankins@diamondeagle.net. Another requirement we have is that the winning consultants be at the Salt Lake Summit, because this is the only place where this award is given. There is one, and there's one comment on our Eagle Award winners. You will notice, as we read a short paragraph on each winner, we are not overly specific. The reason for this is we don't want to reveal who the winner is to the last moment. Is that but there are many specifics behind each selection of this year's winner. In fact, there's a whole bunch of them. In fact, this year we actually have 6 letters recommending this year's winner. Now, we all have eagles in our lives, but in Ecan, we've been blessed with abundance of eagles. We have corporate eagles. In fact, we have 3 of us with us this week. Would our corporate eagles please stand up and be recognized? Let's give them a round of applause. Yes, you are. Aren't you corporate?
I'm corporate. I'm not a corporate eagle. Pat is the only corporate eagle.
Well, she's the one that actually got a real award, but you're still an eagle.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother was an eagle.
Yes, your
and
mother was a recipient of the Eagle Award.
From Logan, Utah.
Yes.
My mother.
Excuse me. Thinking back about that, it makes me emotional. His mother was in a wheelchair at the time, and when she came up, she managed to walk on the stage.
Wow.
We couldn't do what we do if it weren't for these corporate eagles supporting us behind the scene, very recognized for their efforts. Unfortunately, the number one eagle in my life, my wife, Donna, is unable to be with me today. So I've asked Eagle Award winner Barb Satterwhite to assist me today. Barb, would you please come up? Before announcing our 2018 winner, I would like to recognize previous Eagle Award winners who are here at this expo today. If you are a previous Eagle Award winner, will you please come up? Say a word, Mike.
Perhaps one of the more humbling moments of my life. I was a guest at the event and was totally unsuspecting of what was about to happen. So when I was invited to come up and speak, I was almost speechless, and that's pretty hard for me. I just want to say I think it's one of the greatest awards to be recognized by your peers and colleagues. I think that's probably one of the highest honors you can get. So I'm in the most amazing company of people who really have dedicated themselves and their lives to making a difference, and me and being the vehicle that they choose to make this difference. And so I'm just very proud to be a part of this group. Thank you so much for being you, because this is why it happens.
I would say it too, every day my ego
just outside, and I see him all the time, and it reminds me, especially the part where we have strength, and that the eagles can handle those things so briefly, and we all have storms in our lives, and so it was truly one of the most humbling moments of my teaching career today. To receive that award. And thank you, Ken, for all your love that you bring to Ken. You're amazing.
We're not our eagle. You got to see us do Zooms. We actually put it in all the Zooms because it means that much to us. I like it so much that we have made it to a belly chain, and it's 50 pounds, so it's really and some say it's over the top, but you can never be over the top of an eagle. I mean, I think we got ours at the same time, Mike, if I remember that correctly, which is really cool. I got a picture of that on the wall. We got it at the same event, so we were just blown away by it. But the eagle's really cool. The greatest things in life you can earn are the things that you can't buy, and the things that no matter what you do, unless you do it right, it's not just about getting to the top, it's about the way you get to the top. And in a business where you're with people, one of the nice things about NECAN is that we're able to get there the way that we get there, and that's how you sustain yourself in the business. And just looking around at your faces, it just means a lot to be here. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing your story and everything. Never take it for granted coming here. You know, we're getting ready to wrap up, and it's always that weird end of the event feeling. You get the stomachache and you leave, you're going to miss everybody. The good news is we'll be back with lots of friends. But of all the awards we've ever received, there's really nothing that I actually have more joy on than the eagle. And my five-year-old absolutely loves it, too. He says, "Dad, is that my eagle? That's my eagle?" So I already see a succession fight after my passing. But that's how much that eagle means. So we love it, and thank you for it.
With one exception, all our EO Award winners have been consultants. We have had one exception, and that was Pat Elkins, who was such... Oh, I can't... Excuse me.
You know, I've been in customer service for over 30, 40 years. And when I came to Meekin, and they allowed me to do customer service my way, I knew that was the place for me to be. And I have so much respect for all of the consultants. And I just felt like you guys were doing a job that I wouldn't dare try to even attempt to do. So I always felt that you needed somebody inside that building that was going to help you make your job easier. So it's just been like that eagle, it's just this blue face. And I love it.
And we all love you.
I think we'll just go ahead and have everybody sit down. I think about just making a change, Rob. Think about it.
In the end, this is a quote from Good to Great by author Jim Collins. In the end, it is impossible to have a great life unless it is a meaningful life. And it is very difficult to have a meaningful life without meaningful work. Perhaps then you might gain that rare tranquility that comes from knowing that you have had a hand in creating something of intrinsic excellence that makes a contribution. Indeed, you might even gain that deepest of all satisfactions, knowing that your short time here on this earth has been well spent, and that it matters. These folks are people whose lives matter, folks. And all of our lives matter as we go out there and help so many others and build a business, which in turn helps even more people. What a blessing we have been given. Our 2000 EO Award recipient is a consultant who has impacted many lives. In the thick letter we received recommending this consultant, there were many specific stories showing that this consultant has a meaningful life that really matters. To quote from one letter, this consultant motivates others and radiates compassion, humility, positive attitude, modesty, and confidence. In another letter, This consultant is a person of their word and one who walks the talk and goes way beyond the call of duty with cross-line and upline. In another letter, eagles rise above the mundane and move forward in spite of the elements that instinctively impede their progress. Overcoming fears, expanding Christian paradigms, and teaching others to do the same are a major part of developing this consultant's team, with a desire to make the world a better place. This consultant soars above challenges, always looking to work with integrity and compassion for their own team and cross-line and UPN as a whole. Our 2018 Eagle Award recipient, Linda Morris.
It feels like we are those little leaves on the branches, and we keep doing it every day. And you know, tomorrow is another day. We always have the opportunity to be great another day, and I am just so grateful that I stopped saying no to Egan. You know, I had to be introduced to Fox 3 times before I said yes. I had to be asked the question to join the business 7 times before I said yes. Sometimes people aren't hearing your language, so you have to ask the questions differently. And I'm just so grateful for everything, and I will always be with Beacon. You will never see me with another network marketing company, because look at everything we have and all the people we have. This is a family. You know, every other company I've ever been with, it will care. It doesn't matter. I was with TWA for 15 years. I don't even know who all the CEOs were. And they didn't care about us. You know, this is a family. And I was just telling a new consultant that in Egan, it's so much more than just a business. It's so much more than a product. It's a mission, it's a legacy, and you have all the support. And if anybody doesn't know the answer, they will do whatever it takes to find that answer. And it's just, I'm just, wow. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, everybody.
We will be able to take a picture of that.
Oh.
Anyway, I believe there is something else that we're going to continue on with our program. By the way, I'm amazed. Somebody walked up to me after one Eagle Award ceremony and said, what do I do to become an Eagle? And we got her to the department, and she really worked hard, and it was either the next year or the year after that she got an Eagle. She became the person she needed to be. So, if you have anyone in mind, please request what we look for. Like I say, the baseline character and attitude. And we have a company where we have such incredible attitude in our company that it's just wow. I dream with all the people. just young and just getting started in the game. I was 48 when I learned about it.
Lisa, we met, Valerie and I worked for our church kind of as volunteers. We have our own LDS jobs, and basically it's quite a substantial employment agency, and we had several people come in, and one lady was just really bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and pretty excited, and actually a couple of the people there said, no, I'd hire her if I had a position, and I just kind of thought, I think I will. So anyway, that's how we met, and then I found out she's also an accomplished singer. And if you've been to the Eagle Expo before, this is a great tradition that's been going on for quite a while, and just kind of an idea of lighting a light and holding a candle. And I've heard some people say that, don't hide your light under a bushel when a thimble will do. That's what some deacon people are doing. Anyway, just go out and let it shine. But I guess we're supposed to turn the lights up. This is kind of getting out of here. I haven't even got my candle lit yet.
I'm going to sing.
Let's just sing the song and let's get going. And the thing it's already kind of unfolding here because we're so excited. The most dramatic time I've seen this happen was it was completely dark. One person lit the candle, and then it was nighttime. Oh, I'm feeling the light. I'm going to let it shine. But it's quite dramatic when it was just completely dark. It was just one candle up at the front, and then one person lit another candle. And as soon as your candle is lit, when you find out about it, you can share it with other people, and they in turn can share it with other people. And the whole idea was just this really dramatic thing where everybody had the candle, and it was all lit, and all of a sudden that darkness, there was lightness, and just this is what we have to share with people. And why don't you take this home, and maybe down the road, and there's some darkness, get your candle and light it, look in the mirror and smile and say, I've got something, and I can light up your life. So
sing with me.
No, you just go ahead and sing. We want Lisa as an expert. So we got her life here.
Frustrating brother, see how he tries.